Mandy,
Hi, Katie.
I have an updated version of Zoom, so I'm so excited over here.
Okay, good.
How are
Well,
you
what you
today, my
call?
friend?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I am fine. I'm fine.
Y'all know we record on Tuesdays, and this Tuesday happens to be election day.
Indeed, it does.
I'm wearing my sticker because I went this morning. There was no line in my polling precinct.
Good job.
There were a lot of signage things that, if I was guessing, violate the 250-yard or whatever rule, but I ain't turning anybody in. They didn't sway my vote one bit.
Right. Like, I remember we used to do that for Saxy. And it was fun for us. But I also don't know that it's persuasive at all.
It's not.
Yeah.
So anyway, so all that, we're just waiting and hoping. And look, I'm more worried about the college playoff rankings that also happened tonight. Not really. I have 5,000 other things to worry about. So I'm just going to let God take care of this. Because
Congratulations.
that's all I could do. I don't have the bandwidth for anything else right now. So there we go.
Just told somebody, and they're like, "Oh, so what's going on?" I'm like, "Well, I'm just actively trying not to vomit."
I mean, that's not the first time I've heard that today. As a matter of fact, there are many of us who are just trying not to vomit.
Anyway, so how was your week?
Well, it was great. So I teased it and it happened. I went to the Carter Center.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was this week.
That was this week. I went to the Carter Center. It was a great event where I met in person our friend of the pod, Birch. And Birch's husband, Jim, has written a book about fishing with Jimmy Carter. And he and the co-author of the book gave a panel discussion. They read from it. You know, it was just a book event, and it was great. It was so good. It was packed. We had to shift in to make room for more people to come. Had a great time. It's so ironic. I sat with some of Birch's posse, as she called them. And of course, they were all attorneys and they all knew my family. Like, I legitimately cannot go anywhere in the state and misbehave. I just can't. But it was great. Jim read a passage, and I don't have my book because I gave the two away that I got that night already. Jim read a passage, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's perfect for a sermon. So I know I'm going to be quoting Jim Barger in a sermon, which just tickled Birch to death. She was like, that would be so cool. I was like, it's what I do. So Jimmy Carter helped me find my people this week, and it was a lovely event. The book is beautiful. I gave one to a friend of mine, whose son fishes, and they're the ones that let me stay at their house all the time. So it was kind of a thank you gift as well. And I did not get those two copies that I had that night signed because the line was, I would still be there waiting for Jim Barger to sign my book a week later.
It's Barger.
Barger, I'm sorry. I was still, well, they mispronounced it then. The panelists mispronounced it. I would still be waiting for Jim to sign my book. There were that many people. It was great. It was just great. But I've mailed Birch five more copies that one of which is going to be mine, that he will sign for me. And for some other people that are going to get Christmas gifts of signed
Yeah.
books.
I also ordered five, but I haven't mailed them.
Well, I just had them. I had Bitter Southerner just ship them straight to her.
Yeah, I wonder how many people do
A
that.
lot, a lot, a lot. It was funny, I kind of fangirl a lot with writers and, people that I admire, and the Bitter Southerner people. I was like, oh my gosh, I love your t-shirts, and I'm a big fan, and I read it. And they were like, what's your name again? Like, Stalker. But they were lovely. And they said that, especially with the Gloria t-shirt, like, people get it for all different reasons. But anyway, it was great. It was just a great, great night. And I was so thankful to meet Birch in person and to be in her beautiful presence. She's a lovely, lovely person. And I'm just so thankful that this podcast has brought us together. And now that this book has brought us together in person,
Yeah, well, good.
it definitely needs to be on your list for Christmas. I'm sure we'll do a gift guide like we did last year at some point, and it will definitely be at the top of our list. We'll link it and do all the things, but it's a beautiful book. And the little old man, oh my gosh, that wrote the book with Jim, he's an eye doctor down on St. Simon's. And let me tell you, that man, he opened his mouth and I melted, because he speaks like every South Georgia old man that I've ever met. And he said things, because he used to go on a lot of the fishing trips with Jimmy Carter, whether they were diplomatic trips or not. He just traveled with Jimmy as a friend and a traveling companion. And he called it it's the Cooper River out in Oregon, and he called it the Cooper River. The Cooper River. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's my favorite.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Hicks.
Oh my gosh, he's the best. And I don't have my book right in front of me, so I couldn't remember his name, but he's precious.
He and President Carter had gotten to the point where they would go to the same place in Pennsylvania every year.
Yep.
And then Jim had finally gotten the invite to go with him, and it was in 2000, so the trip got canceled.
Yeah.
But the Bargers have been with Dr. Hicks to that same place in Pennsylvania several times, and I've heard lots of
And
charming stories of Dr. Hicks.
yes. And they he read one of the stories about one of those trips. That was one of his readings. But Dr. Hicks told some great stories about, like, almost sinking a boat with Jimmy Carter in it. Like, the next president of the United States, and here I'm about to drown him in the tidal waters of South Georgia. Anyway, it was just a great evening, and I cannot recommend the book highly enough. It's got great pictures in it, and it's a beautiful cover as well. It's just a great, great thing. So I was so thankful that we got the opportunity to do that.
Good.
So yeah, that was my week. I also spent Halloween with my friends, the same little couple that I gave the book to. And that was fun, because they're at the age where all their kids are off doing other stuff now. And so it was just the adults, and we were handing out candy and, like, making the kids do tricks for us for candy. And we ordered a bunch of appetizers and sat outside and drank wine and ate snacks and tortured little children, made them do cartwheels and stuff for candy. It was great. It was a very fun evening. So we
Well,
had fun. So that was a lot of fun. But other than that, it's just football. Game day has been great. I did see, and I'm very concerned about our friend, Ben the dog. His second chemo shot did not go well, and he's lost the use of his back legs, which is never, ever a good sign for a dog. So I'm very worried that I will be a weeping mess very shortly about Ben. And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
like, there's lots of reasons they lose the use of their back legs, and especially when it comes on cutely like that, it
Yeah.
could be easily reversed.
I hope
So
so. That would be great.
we will hope that is
We
the
will
case.
hope that. We will hope that. So a couple of things that I did find interesting this week on game day. Pat McAfee said he and then the current Ohio State quarterback were told by Penn State when they were recruited there that they were not Penn State material. And for Pat McAfee, that would have been in a time where very bad things were happening at Penn State. And so I would say maybe that's a compliment to Pat McAfee
Yeah.
and to anybody that was ever told that. So I thought that was really interesting. He was a little bit bitter about it, but in the end, he said he was glad to be back because he had not been back to the Penn State campus since they told him he was not Penn State material.
The Caldwell household has a lot of lingering resentment for Penn State because their coach, James Franklin, is it James Franklin?
I think
Franklin,
so.
whatever. He was the coach at Vanderbilt, not the most recently coach, but the coach, I think, immediately before that. And I think the last time they were bowl eligible, maybe. Was when he was there, and he said when he was there, because it's Vanderbilt, they have a hard time recruiting great coaches who want to stay there. And he said adamantly, "No, I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay."
They
And then
always
he
say
up
that.
and left and went to Penn State. So, listen.
The other thing I found interesting this week was the SEC has put into place fines and suspensions for coaches who fake injuries. And it starts at like, I think $25,000 for the first one or something like that, 50 maybe for the second one. But the third offense is suspension. And I think that's very interesting. And I cannot, I mean, magically, since that was instated, I didn't see any happen this
Imagine.
week. Shocker. Especially
Funny how
even,
consequences work.
look at that. Even Ole Miss managed to get their shit together. And then our friend Jason, and this has kind of taken a turn since Saturday when I typed this in. Jason Kelce, I thought was precious. He missed twice in his Timberlands when he was kicking a field goal. I'm sure they ended up giving money to, I think it was to the relief for the Hurricanes again, maybe. I can't remember what he was kicking for at this point. But after that, things got a little sideways for our friend Jason Kelce. And I can't say I don't blame him. The kid was definitely using slurs that I don't appreciate and taunting him, but he has since apologized and said that he is the adult in that situation and that he should have acted more appropriately. But I think some of the responsibility too is on that kid. Apparently, he does that for YouTube, like that's his shtick.
Good Lord.
And it's time for that to stop. Like, let's
Yeah.
find another way to be gainfully employed, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny
I thought it was
what
hilarious.
the
I was glad I would have done more than break his phone.
did. Right? Like I'll do the fact that all he did was grab the phone and slam it down. That was fine. I think what got him in trouble was that he said, "Who's the F word?" But ends in an OT F word. Who's the F now? I think, and so people are like, "Well, he said it too." Which, I'm not at all, like, my complete lack of competitive spirit tends to lead me to a complete lack of ever enjoying violence. And so like that always just kind of made that. In fact, if you watch the video, there's a woman, sort of whoever was recording the video, there's a woman standing right in front of them, and as soon as Jason slams that phone down, she turns around and she's like,
Ooh,
and that is me. That
that's
is me
you.
always. But I also didn't think there was, I just didn't think it was any big deal, honestly. I didn't think it was a big deal, and it wouldn't have been except for social media. But even after all that, I didn't think Jason needed to issue an apology
No,
on ESPN about it.
I didn't think so either, but I'm
But
sure
he
that that
did, and
was
that's fine. So,
encouraged by the network,
yeah,
if
I'm
I
sure.
was guessing.
Yeah, in fact, I saw people contemplating that that was going to happen because of ESPN. Sorry, but anyway.
also saw a lot of people say things like, wow, at least if he had done that to Kylie, he really would have found out.
Right? We've seen her.
Yep. She would have drop kicked him. But the only other thing that stood out as far as game day was Keegan-Michael Key, and y'all, he's so funny. He does that whole bit with his partner, writing partner Peele, where they name all the crazy name athletes, and it just cracks me up. And he dressed up like the Penn State coach because they're both bald and have that s almost same kind of coloring, and it was hilarious. But let me tell you what. That man knows his college football. I mean, he didn't just pick some things like a lot of them do. He knows. I mean, he was talking about defensive packages and, all kinds of stuff. And I was like, you know what you're talking about. You watch college football too. So that was fun. And he's so just funny. He's great. So it was a good game day. And then the games came. I didn't even, you said you weren't going to watch. I didn't want to be watching. So I didn't even text you when Vanderbilt beat Auburn. It wasn't worth, I mean, I knew it. The expectations were low. But let me tell you what, I've said it all season. Y'all are really good. Your little quarterback is really good.
He's a little gamer.
I'm telling you. So y'all are ranked now. Well, at least in the AP poll, the other ones come out tonight.
Yeah, it's the second week we've been ranked 24th.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm thrilled. I would rather y'all be ranked than Alabama or Georgia, but
But that is
whatever.
funny. I don't understand people who poo-poo on teams like Vanderbilt.
I
Like, fans love
know.
this story.
I love it. I love it. We also have a new pastime, as you know. Guess who's going to throw stuff at the refs? And guess what they're going to throw? This time it was Clemson. They threw water bottles on the field. So that was good. Everybody's calling for Dabo to be fired again.
Dabo.
I know, poor Dabo. He can't get it together anymore. Or for a sustained period of time. He's had an okay season, but not a great one. Then it was Georgia, Florida, the biggest cocktail party in the South. And Florida, I was so proud of Florida. I wish they had won, but they at least were close, and that was great. And then Beamer Ball. Y'all, South Carolina and Texas A&M, that was a great game. Texas A&M got smacked.
I mean, just when you think you got a handle on it,
Got smacked.
here come the Gamecocks.
And Beamer is great. I wish Auburn had gotten Beamer instead of who we got, but whatever. I saw a meme today that Hugh Freeze's record is now officially worse than Brian Harsin's.
I saw that too. There's a kid that plays
I
for
don't even know where to think about
A&M
that.
who Will went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
And I want to say he is, or they, did they switch their quarterbacks back and forth? Is that what they do on A&M? Okay. I think he's
That
one of the,
never works, by the way.
I think he's one of the quarterbacks. But anyway, I, because they talked about him on the Big Boot Cast.
Yes, they did.
Because he went to school with Herb Street's boys. They
Yes.
all went to NBA as well. And so Herb Street was apparently talking about it on the broadcast.
Yeah. Yes,
So.
the two quarterback system, I've never seen it be that successful. It has never been at Auburn. They've tried it before. It's just not that successful. I don't know. But anyway, it was a great day of football, except that first game with Auburn and Vandy. I was very sad, but again, it's not a rivalry that, I'm going to be real upset about. I'm happy for y'all. I'm really.
Nobody, like nobody, other than UT,
Yeah.
like nobody is going to be like, freaking hate Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have to be a bully to hate
Yeah, you
Vanderbilt.
do. You really, really do. So it was a good game, a good day. So there we go. So, how about you, Mandy? What you up to these days?
Well, baseball is over.
I know, whatever shall you do?
Listen, I don't know. It's very weird.
Because we're not like basketball NBA people.
No. I will be keeping it with trades is what I will be doing.
Oh, yeah, those have already started. I saw that.
So the Dodgers won. It's been a week now, so y'all are probably saying the Yankees, the final game, the Yankees came in and they had a 5-0 lead, and then they had the worst inning I have ever seen in baseball. They just screwed the pooch 8 ways to Sunday. It was so bad.
That was the fifth
No.
inning, right?
Yeah, 5th inning. It was
It
so
was
bad.
so bad. I mean, I didn't watch it live, but I guarantee you if I had, how many texts do you think you would have had from me with like E1, E6, E whatever,
At least
E?
four. I mean, it
I mean, it
was so
was
bad.
oh, but it was like Little League out there, but not
Really
even good Little League.
bad. Yeah. So that was, I hated to see. I mean, I wanted the Dodgers to win overall, but I did want it to last longer. And so I was rooting for the Yankees, and so that. They came back, they tied it up in the 5th inning, and then they managed to get a couple other runs over the plate. And then, so it's the bottom of the ninth, and the freaking Dodgers, who had had a bullpen game the day before, and their starting pitcher that night didn't make it out of the second inning. So they had basically had two bullpen games in a row,
Yeah.
and it's the bottom of the ninth, and they bring in Vandy boy Walker Buehler.
Of course.
I can't freaking root against Walker. So,
Nope.
and it was so funny. He did great. And yeah, we've talked about Sweet Walker. He's not
Yeah.
sweet. He's a cocky son of a bitch. He is not
Well,
sweet.
but he's a
But I
Vandy
love
boy.
him. But I love him.
Yeah.
He's had a hard year. And so I just got so tickled because he really didn't start pitching well this year until the playoffs. But he has pitched really well. In the playoffs, and then he came in and closed it out for him. And when he shut that final out, he just held his arms out, and it was like, he had done the whole thing. It just made
Yeah.
me laugh so hard. But
Well,
anyway,
he
so
did save the day.
I was glad for Walker. I was glad for Freddie. And Walker is a free agent, so I started contemplating. I was like, ooh, maybe we could get Walker. But now that he had such a run in the playoffs, I don't know that we will.
No.
But
Any
yeah,
word
so
on who we think we are getting?
the speculation is that we might try to get Willy Adames, who is a
Okay.
shortstop for the Brewers. But then again, speculation is that he will get more money than we are typically willing to pay. So I don't know. Other bad news we got last night was that one of our big closers, Joe Jimenez, had knee surgery October 29th, and he may be out all next year.
Oh.
So we're going to have to go
From
get
knee
another
surgery?
reliever. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. The big news yesterday was, and baseball contracts are so complicated that I don't understand all of it, but. So, like Marcell Ozuna and Travis d'Arnaud were both on contracts that they signed. I think Marcell's was 2 years ago. I can't remember when Travis signed his. It may have been last year, it may have been 2 years ago. But so you're guaranteed for, I think Marcell was guaranteed for 2 years, and then there's an option at the end. And it can either be a player option, or it can be a team option, or it can be both sometimes. But when you have an option, when you reach the end of your contract, if there's an option on it, if it's a team option, then the team can opt to pick up that contract on terms that were negotiated 3 years ago. So they picked up Marcell's team option, but they declined Travis's team option. And listen, we love Little B. So that was our big news yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean he won't come back. They can negotiate a whole
Right.
other contract, but apparently the word on the street is they needed to free up some payroll because of this Joe Jimenez situation. But that could also be they're trying to free up some payroll to go after somebody like Max or Willie Adames or, you know, something like that. So we shall
We
see.
shall see exciting
But I
things.
really hope we re-sign Travis. I will be very sad if we don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's sort of baseball world. And college baseball will start like mid-February,
Yeah.
so we'll have to wait that long.
Not
Bummer.
that long.
Bummer. But other than that, you know, not a whole lot. Halloween was, you know, the witches were out.
I saw
I got
that.
here. They do this thing. It started out with like six people. My friend Christy Ferry, who went to Mercer, and then moved here after Katrina. That girl loves a good dress up. And I don't know this for sure, but I think what I have pieced together about it is that Christy and like five other of her friends, one of whom had children at the elementary school that's just down the road from me, decided to dress up on Halloween morning and ride their bikes to the school and wave at all the children. And thus began the witches' ride. And like everything else in 30A, it has just exploded.
Yeah.
And at this point, it sort of reached its apex and has come down a little bit. But basically, for the past, where are we? How far out are we from COVID? Four out from COVID, so probably for the past 6 years,
Yeah.
basically been an excuse for a lot of women to just get dressed up and then come to the restaurant downstairs for me and get drunk at, you know,
Hey.
8 o'clock on a weekday morning.
Here for it.
So I'm not, because it's obnoxious as all hell. They have a cackling contest.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a moment too far.
Listen. So anyway, it wasn't so bad this year at all because they built that arbor. And also I had a doctor's appointment, so I wasn't here for most of it. So that was great. But survived the witches. That was sort of it. And then yesterday I had the weirdest sort of sliding doors moment yesterday. I had to go to Moultrie for some depositions, and they were in the law firm where I had my very first job. I answered the phones for Mr. Billy and Mr. Bill, and the office is they've painted and stuff since then, but it is still set up the exact same way it was when I was like 19 years old. And Mr. Billy has been offering me a job since I was like 12. And he would have
That's a
hired
long
me.
time for you to be turning him down.
Hey, listen. And you know, there was a definite reality wherein I would have moved back to Moultrie and worked in that office and
Yeah.
sitting there, and it's the old Carnegie Library. So, you
Oh.
know, beautiful. Love it. But they're both getting older, and it's just, you know, it's just weird to sit there and think, yeah, in an alternate reality, I would have accepted one of Mr. Billy's job offers. I'd probably be trying to pay him off the loan he gave me to buy this building from him, while
Yep.
also figuring out how I could get a historic grant to replace the roof. I mean, you
Yep.
know, it was
Yeah.
just, it was interesting to sit there and contemplate all of that yesterday. Obviously, I was paying very close attention to my depositions.
Clearly. I love it.
Yeah, no, so that's sort of really sort of it. I got a cup of cheese and a blizzard.
So I'm gonna once I move closer to Moultrie and we may hopefully can meet there maybe sometime. If I'm still mad at Brooker for not introducing me to the cup of cheese. I'm making it a bucket list item
It's, I mean,
to
and
get a cup of cheese with you.
I don't know why it's so good. It is so good.
I just need it in my life. I feel like that will make my life complete.
It's so good.
The cup of cheese.
Anyway, that's my week.
Awesome.
Yeah. So talk to us about some food, Katie.
So I'm going to tell y'all about what I made out of the Caro Chambers cookbook here in a moment. I have two recipes for y'all out of there. There's no links because smartly she put all her recipes in her book and not online. But I did type them out for y'all. But the first thing I wanted to talk about, I've seen this a lot and I can't decide if it looks good or looks gross. Are all these Thanksgiving food twists? Like Thanksgiving pizza with gravy on it. Sandwiches are maybe. But even then they slather gravy all over it. And I'm like, what? I don't, and mashed potatoes on a sandwich. And I'm all about a meatloaf sandwich. But this is, I think, a step too far. And I think it's a yuck for me.
I definitely don't want a Thanksgiving pizza.
I know, right?
The sandwich, like, I've never been a big fan of the sandwich, but as we know, I don't like fruit on my savory
Right.
food anyway. So the whole cranberry sauce, gravy,
Ugh.
turkey combination, I'm out.
I'm
Now
either a
I will sometimes put just a little bit of gravy, like almost like a mayonnaise, because I really love mayonnaise. But I'll put a little gravy on my turkey sandwich,
I like that thought.
but not like gooped on there,
Right.
or
And
like
this is
a condiment.
poured on. I think for me, I think your idea of one or the other on a sandwich, like either do the cranberry and turkey and be done, or do the gravy and turkey and be done. But when you combine the two,
No, I'm
I
out.
don't do that.
The thing that you really need to put on your turkey sandwich, and I know we've talked about this, are plain legs.
Yes. Yes,
That's what needs
not
to go
cranberry
on your
sauce.
turkey sandwich.
And the pizza just looked weird. Like, I don't know. I was like, I just don't think this is what I want with my life. Make a
No.
soup out of the leftover turkey.
Just get you a plate and dip everything out on there just like you ate it yesterday. That's
Yep.
real good too.
Look at that.
In
Yeah.
fact, we fight about it at the Caldwell House.
Right. Right. Ugh. Yeah. So I'm glad we're on the same page with that. I was not. That did not look appetizing to me at all. And I thought, am I alone in this? But I didn't think I would be. Ugh.
Nephew.
So this week, I picked out two different recipes from two different pages and made them from Caro Chambers. And they were both delicious. Don't be shocked.
Good.
Of course they are. The first is a lemony herb turkey patty. And it in our everybody get your drinks ready in our quest for more protein.
Can we call it something other than a patty?
I know I didn't like the patty part
Can we
either.
call it a burger?
Yeah, there we go. And I almost got, because I made a sauce for it, which I'll tell you about in a minute. I almost got buns and made them turkey sandwiches, like turkey burger sandwiches. But it's got lemon zest, Parmesan cheese, garlic. It's real good. Parsley. It's just delicious. So I highly recommend those. I think I may, not that I'm eating a lot of bread, but you can make them sliders if you wanted to. You can make them meatballs like we like to do. But these patties are perfect. And then I found I didn't like the, well, I like everything. Everything sounds good in the book, but what she had some spinach, some sauteed spinach, and I wasn't sure how well that would do all week if I cooked it once and then reheated it. So I found on another page this what she calls Frisco broccoli, which is basically just roasted broccoli, which is really good, but it had a lot of the same flavors as the turkey, the burger. See, I caught myself. Turkey burger. So it had the Parmesan cheese, it had the panko, and I squeezed the lemon over it as well. And you toss it all together and put it on a roasting pan, put it in the oven. It was great. Super easy, really good.
Yum.
The turkey burger, I didn't have to. They are really good all on their own, but I never met a sauce I didn't like. And so I went ahead and I just put the ingredients that I used in the notes, but I went ahead and made a sauce to go with it. And I did like a Dijon mustard sauce. I had a little bit of my Duke's left in the jar, so I emptied that out, put some more Greek yogurt because the hamburgers have sour cream, but I used no fat Greek yogurt for, you guessed it, more protein. And then the Trader Joe's Dijon mustard, garlic Dijon aioli is so good. So I put some of that in there, a little bit of the lemon juice, and whatever seasonings you want. And on top of that hamburger, it is delicious.
Well, good.
So I've got three more meals worth of that in the oven, in the refrigerator. And there was plenty of broccoli that I can, you know, eat out of the freezer since I'm trying to eat my freezer down so I don't have to move it. I've got the enough for a side for another night as well. So it was really, really good. I definitely recommend it. I've put the recipes in the notes, and so you don't have to buy the book. But again, I mean, I know I gave it a 5-star review, but I cannot say it enough. There is not a thing in there that I don't feel like I can make, which is rare for a cookbook.
Good.
So anyway, I liked it. I highly recommend it.
Awesome.
Mandy, tell us about your favorites this week.
Well, I was digging deep last night.
Well, I'm shocked at this first one.
I haven't. I got to wear it in Nashville. It's 90 degrees down here.
Still?
Feels like it.
It's 75 here, I believe.
Yeah, no. So it's my first one is an Old Navy sweatshirt.
Love it.
And they're just so cheap and so comfy. And I got like a teal colored one. And I took it to Nashville with me and I was able to wear it in Nashville. And my sister was like, I like your sweatshirt. I said, yeah, it looks sort of like that one you got at Picasa, didn't it? She was like, yeah, it does. But yours is a brighter color. Mine's more subdued. And then we had to start talking about our colors and she's supposed to wear brighter. I'm supposed to wear more subdued. So anyway, great sweatshirts. They're like $20.
Love it.
I did get an extra large just because I wanted like an oversized fit. So,
Yeah.
and it's perfect for that. So highly recommend that. And then, thanks to the fact that baseball is over, I had to finally cave and re-up my Netflix subscription because there were all these things on Netflix I wanted to watch.
Did you watch Simone yet?
I did not watch Simone yet.
All
Forgot about
right.
that because then I sat down and I'm like, wait, what are all the things I wanted to watch on Netflix? So
Yes.
I went in first on the Menendez.
Oh.
So watched Monsters.
Did you get past episode 5?
Well, yeah, girl, I mainlined it.
I got to 5 and watched it, and I was like, I gotta take a minute. And then I never went back.
Yeah,
So
no,
I need to finish it.
I didn't stop. I watched it all. And
What'd you
then
think
went
about?
directly into the documentary that's also on Netflix.
What'd you think about it?
What do you mean, the veracity of their case or the production values of the show? Like, what do you mean?
Both. I thought it was a great show. I thought it was well done for a show. I thought it was really good. Obviously, the subject matter is horrific.
Awful.
I did not know. Of course, we were children when it
Oh, I don't
happened.
remember it.
I
I was in
remember it,
college.
but I
I
don't
was in
remember
college.
all that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we were shielded from it, but
I was in college.
legally, are we that old?
During those
Okay.
trials.
Okay.
It
Well,
remember
legally, what do
OJ?
you think? Knowing
OJ
everything
got
that's
arrested.
happening, what do you think?
Because remember, OJ got arrested too while they were in jail. So that
That's
was.
right. Okay. I
Now, the
associate
first
that with college, but I remember the other just in general.
trial was, you may not have been in college. Were you in college when OJ happened, or were you still in high school?
Yes.
So the first trial, you were younger because it took several years. But no, I remember it all. Their case, so then watching the documentary, because what
Yeah.
has happened is the TikTok generation has found this case and started TikToking about it and are like, these guys were horribly abused by their parents and were sent to jail for life. And so the TikTok generation has gotten all up in arms about it. And so they actually are having I can't remember now exactly what it is, but it's some sort of legal proceeding to evaluate their sentence.
Yeah.
I think they filed a habeas corpus motion, maybe. I can't remember. But
I think
anyway,
so.
so I don't know. I mean, the end of the Ryan Murphy one. Well, now I can't remember if it was the end of Monsters or if it was the end of the documentary. They had other people, they brought into question, it may have been in that documentary, because one of the people they interviewed in the documentary was the prosecutor from the first trial. And she said she thinks that Leslie Abramson came up soup to nuts with the sexual assault defense. She thinks it is all completely made up, that Leslie Abramson made it all up
Really?
because apparently, and they do touch on this in the Monsters one. There was apparently Leslie wrote a book about like the case right before she took their case. And it was the same exact defense. And so this prosecutor doesn't believe, because they never mentioned the crazy therapist that they were seeing,
Yes.
blew it all up eventually. They
Yes.
never mentioned to him, they never mentioned any sexual abuse to him. All those tapes that he was making, there was never any talk of sexual abuse on those tapes.
Interesting.
Only after they had hired Leslie and she brought in her expert
Oh.
that any claims of sexual abuse were brought forward.
Interesting.
Right?
I thought,
But
and
I do
maybe
tend to
it's
believe them. I do tend to believe.
fabricated, but I thought they've now come up with a letter that Eric wrote to a cousin before all of it happened.
He did tell his cousin, like when they were young,
But now there's like a letter.
he did tell, and they had family members that testified at the trial who were
Yeah.
like, oh, we saw him treat him horribly.
Yeah. And then
So
that kid from Menudo.
I tend to believe him,
I do too.
but that's sort of always how I trend anyway.
Yeah.
But the documentary showed that, like, Lyle has done a lot of work in prison,
Yes.
to help folks that are survivors of sexual abuse. And so you love to see that. I will say, I did not realize that in general it is a goal of our justice system to keep families incarcerated together at the same place.
I did not either.
And I thought, well, now wait, if I get to go to prison with my sister, I think I could probably go to prison.
I mean, look, I think if I could choose some girlfriends to go with, look, your laundry's done for you, the dishes are done for you.
God. But yeah, so
Some
they
other
were
things are done to
separated.
you, but I mean, okay.
Not if my sister was there, it wouldn't be. I'm saying
No.
nothing be happening to me if my sister was in prison with me.
She'd get a great job in the infirmary.
So they were separated initially for many, many years. They were in separate prisons,
Yeah.
but they are reunited in the same prison again. So that made me glad. So I don't know. It just you think about all the things we know now
Yeah.
about the teenage brain in general, too.
Yeah.
And, Eric was 19.
Yeah.
Neither one of them had fully formed frontal
Frontal
lobes,
lobes, they sure didn't.
as evidenced by the fact that they thought the solution to their problem was to get shotguns and blow their parents' faces off. Like, that's not the answer
Right.
to anything.
No. I
But
think
should they go
the,
to prison for the rest of their lives
yeah.
because of, I don't know. It's
They thought they
hard.
could get away with it. I think that's the frontal lobe thing too. Like they thought,
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, to me, their mother, if she really did know as much as they say she did and the thing, like that's reprehensible.
Yeah, sure. For
Not
sure.
that she deserved to die, but like now they wouldn't be able to get away with that. But back then it was a whole different world.
Yeah.
So I think it is more about the sentencing than the
Yeah.
actual conviction now. Like they've
Well,
done
and
enough time, let them out kind of thing.
that was always, the trial theory was always like, we're here to talk to you about why.
Yeah.
But they never
Yeah.
said they didn't, eventually, and I mean, initially they didn't confess immediately, but
Right.
so anyway, so yeah, that was, I spent a lot of time Saturday in Menendez world. And it's funny, I had forgotten about Dominic Dunn. And when Nathan Lane first appeared
Oh
as
my
Dominic
gosh.
Dunn, it was like, and I can
I
remember,
love him.
I guess maybe I always loved Vanity Fair.
Yes.
That was always my airplane magazine when I lived in DC. I'd always grab a Vanity Fair flying back and forth. I forgot how much like Truman Capote
Yes.
Dominic Dunn was.
And I let me tell you what, Nathan Lane can pop up on the screen playing any role, and I'm gonna be happy about it. He did
Yeah.
great, and I loved him in it.
Yeah.
Well, I
And then
guess I'll go back
speaking,
and watch the rest of it then.
yeah. And then speaking of prison, I next watched the Martha documentary.
So talk about that from
It was
both sides,
fabulous.
legally and everything else.
It was fabulous.
Was it?
It
I've heard people
was.
hate her after they watch it.
Well, that's on them. She's Martha.
Well, like she cheated on her husband on their wedding day?
No, she did not cheat on her husband
Okay.
on their wedding day. And also, you gonna hate somebody because they cheated on their husband?
No, I'm just saying that's.
You gonna have a long line of people you hate, folks. I hate to break it to
I
you.
know. Well, and I was like, when I heard that several different places, and I was like, but Martha's always been kind of a witch.
I mean, Martha is who Martha is, and she is
Yes.
unapologetically Martha in this stuff.
Yes. And that's what I love about her.
She did not cheat on her husband on their wedding day. Did she make out with a cute Italian man in the Duomo on her honeymoon? Yeah, she did.
There we go.
She did.
Maybe it was honeymoon, I heard, not wedding day.
She was 19.
Again, that frontal lobe.
She was in this beautiful church and had just had a spiritual experience hearing beautiful music in this beautiful church for the first time in her life, and a hot Italian man kissed her.
Look, I would have tongued him too.
I'm here for it. But no, so yeah, so it she was really sort of, I don't know that vulnerable is the right word, but she was more honest than I would have expected her to be.
Really?
And she was funny. She said at one point, she's like, what's more important, your career or your marriage? And she's like, I don't know. But, she seemed genuine, almost a
Yeah.
little tearful talking about it. But her husband had tons of affairs
Multiple,
while
yeah.
they were married. And she was like, I don't really want to talk about it. And I've given you all of my diaries and my letters. So y'all can just throw that in right now, which is exactly what they did.
I love
And
it.
so they shared excerpts of all these letters and stuff that she had written. Just hanging out on the sofa.
Freddie Freeman is sitting like a human next to Mandy on the sofa.
So She really started over at 50. Her, it's a little before 50, but her 50th birthday party was held. They had just finished like fixing up, their first sort of country house. And so she had a big 50th birthday party. And just had the guts to self promote to make herself the center of her whole business organization when everybody said, "You're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy." And then were they proven right when she was busted? Perhaps. Did she lose $1 billion? Yeah, I think she did. But she went to, she went to jail. She made friends in jail. And I had forgotten. Remember when she came out of jail and she was wearing a hand-knit poncho?
That she made.
And no, she didn't make it. She
Oh,
was wearing it to promote a
that's
lady
right.
in prison who had made it. And
Yep.
then she started that talk show, that daytime talk show that
Yep.
she, and I had, I don't, I didn't watch it, but they were showing a clip, and maybe, I don't know if it was her first show, but everybody in the audience, her dogs, everybody had those ponchos.
I love it.
So fun. But anyway,
Well, now she's friends with Snoop.
so that was great too. So she was invited because she kind of became, even after she got out of prison, she was still sort of persona non grata.
Yeah.
And she did that Mark Burnett talk show, and she didn't really want to do it. And he was the executive producer of it, and it wasn't authentic, and so it didn't do very well. So all of that, she was really sort of at the bottom. And
Yeah.
they invited her to come do a Friars roast for Justin Bieber. And the concept was she would be able to give him advice about prison. I don't remember Justin Bieber ever going to prison. I think maybe they're like, he's definitely going to end up in prison. I don't know. But anyway,
Didn't.
that's why Martha was there.
And now we know the truth about Justin Bieber and his poor little childhood.
So they're showing all these other people who were there, like Kevin Hart, Pete Davidson, a female comic I didn't know, but like, all these people who were also there. Well, they roast everybody else on the stage too, and so they are just hammering Martha, and she's sitting by Snoop. That's how they met, was at that roast. And she's like, "So we sat there for 7 hours at this roast." Well, then when it was her turn to get up there, she got up there and just killed it. I mean, she was great. I don't know who wrote her material, but she did a great job. And so that was sort of the start of her comeback and her friendship with Snoop. So, but it was great. I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought she was very open, much more open than I would have anticipated her being. I didn't know she had a long-term boyfriend.
I didn't know she still had a long-term boyfriend.
He doesn't. He worked for Microsoft. He was like one of Bill Gates' top guys at Microsoft. So he's a kabillionaire. Can't remember what his name is. Sam something maybe.
Kabillionaire.
So they flew all over the place. When she got out of jail, when she got out of prison, he sent his plane to pick her up, that sort of stuff. Apparently they were in bed one night and he said, "Martha, I'm getting married to so and so, and her mother doesn't want me to see you anymore." Right?
The
So, yeah. Martha's like, you can imagine her take on it all. So,
hell? Get
anyway.
out.
So, it was just good. I enjoyed it. I would recommend it. Highly recommend it. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing in my lack of baseball time.
Well, I'll go into it more next week, but watch The Diplomat if you haven't watched that yet.
I watched the first season, but I hadn't started the second one yet.
I had it on the background, so I didn't really watch. But Allison Janney's in this season, and every scene that she's in is amazing. And it's the last two episodes, I think. So, it's so good. It's so good. So
Well, I'm
add
not
that to your list. We'll
gonna
talk about next week. Well, what else are you doing this week besides watching things on Netflix?
marathon.
Are you excited to hear about my week?
I am. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? If you could guess.
Reading about Jesus.
Yes. And stressing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's fair. You got a lot going on.
I've got a lot going on, but it's good. I'm making my way through the long list of things to do. Hey, Fred Freeman.
He decided to wake up.
Yeah, clearly he was tired of sitting up on the sofa next to you. That was so funny, y'all. She panned over and he was literally sitting up like a human, like back against the back of the sofa, just chilling.
On his butt.
Yep.
He has not made the transition to the new time. So he doesn't care that it is now actually 5:45 when
Ooh.
he starts flopping around in the crate.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah. Well, friends, it's been a great week. I hope your next upcoming week is great. I hope we are still living in a democracy next week when we come back together.
I hope by the time y'all listen to this, we have an
Yeah.
answer.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll have the first next week, tonight actually is we're picking the first round of college playoff rankings. So we'll see how that goes and if Vandy can work their way up to number 12 to get in the college playoffs. Could you even imagine?
No.
I would be so happy.
Would be. It would be fine.
All right,
Listen.
friends, y'all have a great week.
Bye, y'all.